Hello, everyone. It's Jules.
And Jam.
It is Monday night, right? It's Monday night. 9th of November.
The 9th, yes.
And our lives have changed a good bit in the past, since the last recording.
Yes.
The first thing has nothing to do with anything directly, with anything transgender, except in a very small way. And that is that... Do you want to announce it?
Joe Biden won the election, baby!
Yeah. So Joe Biden is the new president-elect.
Yeah!
And unless the forces of the anti-democratic forces and the other party manage to stage a coup, which apparently they're trying to do, he'll be the president. And in his evening... announcement, I guess that was Saturday night when the president-elect and the vice president-elect, Kamala Harris, addressed the nation. He took pains to talk about a lot of groups that had suffered discrimination, among other things, and three groups he mentioned together was gays, lesbians, and transgender people. And I was very affected by that. And I think Jim was very affected by that. Yes, Jim?
Yes.
And it, I hope, is a day for celebration for transgender people and those who love them all across the country. I also want to talk a little bit more about dilation, which is a huge part of my life these days. I'm still doing 4 times a day at a half hour apiece, but there's preparation beforehand, and there are things that go on afterwards.
Cleaning
that goes on afterwards. We have installed here a bidet, and I have found it to be very useful. I am now three of the times that I've dilated, I'm using an inch and a quarter, and for the first time this evening, I tried the green dilator, which is an inch and 3/8, and
its name is Kermit.
And we called it Kermit. I don't know why we're giving this one a name and not the other two, but it's big, and it looks big, and it feels big, and it didn't really go all the way in, but I did a whole bunch better with Kermit than I did with the blue one the first time I used it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have high hopes. Eventually, I think they want 10 minutes with the purple one, 10 minutes with the blue one, and then 10 minutes with Kermit. And I'm hoping that when I do that, having an inch and an eighth the size of the purple one in me will be... very little disturbance, and in fact, perhaps a good thing when it eventually happens. Do you want to talk about that, or yeah?
Well, maybe. You're the one experiencing.
Well, okay, and so yeah, I am feeling. I think what's happening is, when I first got out of the hospital, I had a whole large number of stitches in me, and they were regularly spaced, and I was really feeling no pain, but these stitches are starting to dissolve in me, which means there are places probably where there are no stitches, which means there is extra pressure on the place where there still are stitches. There are stitches, ends of stitches, where the rest of it has dissolved, and the long and short of it is that I'm feeling some discomfort now for the first time. It's nothing serious. It's nothing that 2 Tylenol don't take care of. But this is really the first time I've felt any kind of anything that I would call pain directly related to the surgery. And if this is as bad as it gets, I'll be thrilled. Jim has been applying with a Q-tip some Neosporin, and I am going to let them talk about that.
Okay, so anywhere that I see, like, any skin that isn't attached where it should be, anywhere along any of the incisions, I just dab a little bit on there, and she's been having some pain, especially at the bottom, of the surgical area, and that's really normal. I've heard from plenty of girls, that's just, there's a lot of pressure on the skin there, and so it tends to come apart more easily. And so there's an area that's come apart a little bit, and it's healing up and it looks good, but it's causing her discomfort. And so I always make sure to really gently put some there also. And I've just kind of been monitoring the swelling, which is going down every day, and any granulation tissue and any sloughing off of things, of which there has been a bit throughout the process, which we were kind of about. But we sent a picture to Crystal and she assured us that that's really normal. So yeah, twice a day or three times a day, I'll get down there and take a look and put some antibacterial on. It seems to be soothing.
I had been using, what had I been using as a pad at first?
Oh, you had some long overnight pads.
I had some overnight pads. So it's just about 4 weeks into it, but I now find that panty liners, thin panty liners, are taking care of all the discharge. I had a little tiny bit of blood a couple days ago. I don't know what it was from, but it wasn't really enough for me to get in touch with the doctor, and it has gone away. But basically, it's just discharged, and a little panty liner, if you don't know how to use them, get a girlfriend to show you. They're very, very easy to put in. They're just easy, and they don't hurt, and in fact, they're soothing, and to me, so that's really what we have.
Yeah, and I got the Kotex brand this time, because that's what I always got when my mom got when I got my period, and I find that they're even much more comfortable than, like, the off-brand ones.
So that's what we're using.
And today we went on a walk for the first time.
Oh, right.
Since your surgery.
Yeah.
A real walk.
We went on a real walk. I've mentioned before that I'm a hiker. This was not a long hike, but a mile.
Yeah, it's about a mile.
Up and back.
And hills.
And hills. Yeah, I'm from and...
Yeah, we're not going to say that.
I'm
going to bleep that out.
I'm from a hilly part of the South and a mountainous part of the South. And Jim is from a flat part of the South. And so what Jim sees as a hill, I don't even register as a hill.
Such a steep incline. I don't understand it.
But anyway, it was a hike and it's just 4 weeks. And I'm hoping to get aggressive with this now, to add a little bit every day. Definitely when I got back from a mile today, I was ready to get back in bed, and I did. I'm very encouraged, and I'm very much hoping that I can increase a little bit every day and be up to, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 miles.
Well, maybe I'll stop bitching by then. Who knows? Don't count on it, though.
Well, it was nice. It's nice to get out and get off my rear end and finally do some actual walking and actual hiking. We were in the woods.
We were.
It's getting toward the end of fall, and there wasn't a lot of wildlife other than a couple of dogs off-leash.
Be responsible dog owners, people. Don't let your dogs run around off-leash towards strangers barking at the top of their lungs, because some of them might feel, like, really scared like I did.
So Jim is hoping someday to start a podcast to tell dog owners how to be responsible, but...
no, I'm not. Although I do have a lot of beef with dog owners, to
anyway,
be honest.
Anyway. Yeah. So anyway, we didn't see any. One of the things I love about hiking is
being attacked by bears.
I have never been attacked by a bear.
Being almost attacked by bears.
I was charged by a bear one time, and the
That's
bear was just
me.
Well, it was okay. We'll talk about it another time. The bear was not going to challenge me. The bear wanted me to back off, and I did not back off. Because I had my hiking poles, and the bear can just go to hell. And so...
You didn't back off?
No, I didn't back off. The bear was just fooling with me.
But when a bear's fooling with you, I think you should
The bear was saying, this is my territory, and I, if it was a bigger bear and or I had a child with me or something like that, I would have said, yeah, it's your territory, but it wasn't the bear's territory. And
well, how do you know that? Did he have a flag?
Did he have a flag? Do you have a flag? Well, anyway, I needed to walk. I needed to walk down the path. That's the only way home.
Oh.
And I needed to go where I was going. So I just put my sticks way up in the air together to make myself look very large, and banged them together with a big metallic clang, and the bear ran off. Bears, there's no percentage in bears coming after you. Anyway, this has, for the bear, why would the bear come after you?
I don't know, but I'm not going to risk that shit.
This is, by the way, this is an American black bear. If we were out west, I'm not going to fool around with those things, those brown bears, grizzly bears.
This just makes me want to hike so much more.
Okay, well, the point is, it's getting to be winter, and the bears are going to go back down into their little winter areas. I've never been... Coyotes are scared of us. This is not about hiking. The point is that, unfortunately, we saw essentially zero wildlife. And that's one of my favorite parts of hiking, is to see the wildlife. The owls and the pileated woodpeckers and the... You know, snakes and the turtles.
Oh, snakes. Yes, that's wonderful. I forgot about them.
Virtually all of these animals will flee when they see you coming.
Right. I'm not scared.
Okay.
I'm not scared.
Well, just stand behind me.
Okay.
Anyway.
I always do, because you walk so fast.
So we're getting so far away from the transgender experience here. But the main thing is that we got to walk today. We're 4 weeks into it, and I'm very much hoping that we're going to be hiking more. Got several days of rain coming up, but I'm going to get my boots out and I've got waterproof clothes, and so that'll be fun.
Oh boy, walking in the rain. I can't wait. I'm going to do it, though.
Okay, well, so much for nothing having anything to do with being transgender.
But we're hilarious, so who cares?
We do have a new vice president-elect, and I'm so thrilled.
Yes!
I just don't know what I would have done with another 4 years of that.
Well, let's not think about it, because we don't have to.
We don't have to.
Wait!
Wait, there's more.
We didn't talk about you going on testosterone and the effects that that had.
Do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to talk about it?
Well, if I talk about it, then they're going to know we're sleeping together.
Don't talk about it then. So, one of the things...
Should I leave that in?
Well, that's up to you. You're doing the editing here.
Oh, no.
One of the things that Dr. McGinn said was that she was going to put me... back on a very small dose of testosterone. Understand, I have had pretty close to no testosterone or whatever the spironolactone leaves me, which is not much. I've been on 150 milligrams a day, so whatever that's left me. But of course, now I have nothing in my body producing testosterone. So Dr. McGinn put me on 6-somethings.
Milligrams.
6 milligrams of testosterone.
Why is it doing
that? I don't know.
Okay. Alexa,
stop.
It's Siri.
Siri, stop.
Shut up, Siri.
Siri, shut the fuck up.
Birch.
A birch. So anyway, I'm on a very low level of testosterone now, and for the first time in 3 years and a month, I am finding that I have a little bit of libido. And I am glad. And I have someone to share my libido with, I'm happy to say. Anyway, talk to your doctor about the possibility of getting on a little bit of testosterone, because I really missed my libido.
Didn't. I'm not telling you how you feel. I'm messing around. Don't look at me like...
Okay. So... To the best of my own personal knowledge, I miss my libido.
Oh, I'm going to be in so much trouble after this.
Others know better than I do how I felt about it.
I'm in so much trouble already! I'm sleeping on the couch.
With the cats.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, I've got this testosterone going again, and I'm very happy because I'm starting to feel sexual things again. Different doctors probably keep people off sex for different lengths of time. Dr. McGinn says 6 weeks, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure that my vulva is ready for sex right now, but my brain is getting there. And so I ordered, with Jim's guidance, after a lot of looking, I ordered my first toy. And it's on its way, and I'm not in a big hurry, because as we know, it's at least 15 days before I can legally use it, but it'll be nice to have one. Interestingly, they, at Dr. McGinn's office, they talk very frankly and very fully about masturbation as part of the healing process.
So stand by for that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know that how much of that is going to be on here, but... Or it may be. I've been pretty forthcoming about just about everything.
You have been, especially pooping. And I really liked on the last podcast how you talked for like 20 minutes about peeing.
Yeah, well, you know, when you have gender-confirming surgery, there are certain changes. I mean, you know, you're not talking about arm muscles here. You're talking about genital things and urinary things and...
And pooping.
And pooping. I mean, they're all affected. And I'm going to talk about, you know, people need to know what to expect.
Oh, I agree.
So I have ordered this small product, which I'll describe. I don't know if we're in the advertising business, but...
I think we should say what it is.
Okay. Well, when it gets here, I will. It's on its way now, but I'm not going to be able to use it, as I said, for another 15 days. So at the earliest, and I may not even use it then. Fortunately, I've got those feelings coming back, so I am very pleased about that. Oh, and next Monday, a week from today, I'm supposed to take an exhausting catalog of pictures of the whole vulval area, everything between my legs. I'm supposed to take lots of pictures and send them to Dr. McGinn's office.
Where she will sell them on... No, just kidding.
And they will look at them and examine them. And a week later, I'll get on Zoom or Skype or something, and we will discuss how I'm doing and whatever other things Dr. McGinn thinks we should discuss.
And sex.
Well, I very much hope sex will be part of it. Yeah, that's right, because that's Monday, and theoretically...
6 weeks.
6 weeks will begin the next day.
Yep.
Meow. Okay, well, I guess that's it for now.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.